island. Rash of the harbor lights in the mountain region. Night, he says, is the dark humor of the day. First you're scared, but by the sunrise I'll get you laughing. My head thrown back in laughter has bought me more than money thrown forward, and men pressed me down and worked like a Chinese seamstress. But none could slap my face as hard as the sea slaps its adopted child and then steps back, all tears. This island, spit out by the sun over the world's shoulder. A fence holds the bougainvillea laughter behind its teeth. A metal gate guards the doze of heat-stricken watchdogs. A road comes up to my face and stands like a mirror, showing everything that has led me to it. A bed, soft like bruised fruit. A whole lime garden bruised by the afternoon shade, and his book's hard spine breaking with the day. A body strips down all the way to forgiveness and grants itself before there's even a reason, unless it wants to tell the other, I forgive your juices for not feeling this hard fruit, your skin for not cracking and rotting over the ants' heads. I forgive your throat for not birthing the dog's cuff, your hand right now rising, falling, and leaving trace unlike what it praises. Your shadow for never becoming a stain to mark this road, this bed, but mostly this sea. Bricks of grey moonlight fall weightlessly through the wooden shades, building a new wall above the sink. Here he lies on his stomach, the gap between his ass and his thighs forms a perfect black diamond. Horizon, blistered by the setting sun, heals, leaving a hardly visible scar.